Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies, what is up, everybody? I think we're tuned in. I think you're live with us. We are here talking episode 2. Did I get my whole intro in brief? We're at episode 2 of Too Hot to Handle, guys. It's getting hotter. It's getting crazier. Mm-hmm. Singles are getting more frustrated. And that's what we want because that brings all the drama out. My name is Mike Thielen. Of course, you guys know I have a sick panel with me here to talk about all the shenanigans going on this beautiful tropical island. Let me introduce first to on my screen left. I don't know how we're counting this anymore. It's Kelsey.
Hey, you guys. I was yelling at my screen this episode, so I can't wait to chat about it.
And let's go below her to Jesse Zahner.
What's up, guys? I have my revenge shirt on because there is so much going on in this episode, revenge-wise, and I can't wait to talk about it.
And then, of course, rounding out our panel, Tori, what's up?
Yes, I mean, some of our predictions were answered and it kind of played out, and some of them were completely thrown out the window. So I'm excited to just jump right into this episode.
I mean, you couldn't be more right. I think you're kind of doing a little self-reflection right there because you're the first one with somebody on your team, on your draft, who's already broken the rules. Guys, we're going to go through this entire episode. We're going to go by all the plot points and check in on all these people and see what's going on. But first of all, I'd like to get some overall thoughts. So let's go right back around clockwise. Tori, overall thoughts of episode dose.
This one, I mean, like Kelsey said, this one definitely like drew me into the series. And now I just want to finish it and get to the end. Things kind of like escalated quickly. Like we went to kind of just trying to figure things out and like play it cool and play it nice to now. The gloves have been taken off. There kind of are some alliances. There's alliances have been broken. It's a lot going on. Honestly, I'm still team money, and it just seems like a lot more people than we thought would be team money are in this episode. And so the people that broke the rules are kind of like the outcasts of the house right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually kind of surprised because I thought it was going to be split like 50-50 or even like 75-25. But
remember, episode 2 is still only about a day in. So
they're the ones that need to remember that they've only been there for a day.
I'll be team money for years. Jesse?
Yeah, I'm excited about this. The first episode was kind of slow, which it always is with these like reality competition shows, because you have to get to know the plot and the people. But here we see exactly that, like people breaking into kind of like alliances, people being outcasts, people putting revenge on people. I'm also still team money. And I'm actually shocked on how these people have like come together and how they trust each other in certain ways. Their personality just changed for me from the first episode to now. It's kind of weird. So I'm just excited to talk about it.
Yeah. Kelsey?
This episode was wild. I'm like, okay, why are y'all crying when you find out that you can't have sex? Like,
oh my God.
When Francesca's like, I feel like my mother died. I was like, are you serious? But no, I totally agree with you guys. I think that the first episode, I was like, oh, Lord, what have we got ourselves into here? But this one, now I'm like, okay, now I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. We need some of the stories to start evolving, some of the storylines to develop. We need some kind of relationship, because right off the bat, episode 1, everybody's friendly. We need some drama and some stuff to happen so they can start to hate each other as they do this episode. So we get it going right away. I thought this was funny. Harry described this as his horror movie. This is a very easy life then. This is interesting. Harry and Francesca, night one, cuddled, same bed. Mm-hmm. Again, no one can really have an answer for this, but this kind of makes me question the show exactly. How rigid are they being with the rules? You could do a lot of stuff under the covers with barely anybody knowing. So I don't know. Kelsey's agreeing. That stretched it a little to me.
I thought the same thing. I rewound it and I was like,
Are they in the same bed?
Is that her head?
Yeah. I'm like, and she's hiding. Right. It's like, how do you guys have any idea what they're doing? So I totally agree.
Yeah. And then Chloe, very, very astute. You know, one of the scholars of the group realizes that all they need to do for the month is to keep their pants on, which we said last episode right away. They just have to act like normal, reasonable human beings who mm-hmm. can get along with each other, but then it wouldn't be a show, right? So Kells also very big on his prowess, his ability, describes his sexual prowess as if superheroes all of a sudden became real on Earth, and then they weren't allowed to use their powers. That's what he's equating this to. Wow. This is a real detriment in his life, Jesse.
It's crazy. I mean, just all of these. I just like with Chloe, I'm actually starting to like her like a lot. The first episode, I liked her right off the bat. And then I was like, okay, she might be a little too much, like in terms of like mindlessness for me. But now she's actually self-aware and she's funny. She knows how to make fun of herself. So I'm loving her. And with Kells, I actually almost picked him to be the one last episode who wouldn't break any of the rules.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I picked David. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, I don't know what I think about Kells at this point. But I think he's doing good, I guess. I don't think he's going to break it, hopefully.
Well, one thing I like about Kells, if we're going to be putting bets on who can hold out, he definitely is mad about people messing with his money. Mm-hmm. I love that. I feel like I've said that personally. Like, don't mess with my money. I mean, and he's strong with that.
The accountant.
Yeah. They have nicknames all of a sudden. This has evolved very, very quickly. So
yeah.
Right off the bat, Sharon. Oh, I wanted to be Sharon so bad. I want to just call him Ron. I wonder, his friends must do that. Okay, so Sharon and Rhonda, right? They're immediately hanging out. Once again, we saw them canoodling in the first episode. They are trying to figure out how to technically break the rules, right? Try to get around it on some kind of technicality. And he comes with this very smooth move of saying that memories, he's really laying it on thick, I think. Tori, memories are worth more than $100,000. Guess it depends on what memory?
No. I think it was super interesting actually seeing that play out, because they're sitting there trying to figure out how to go around the rules but technically not break them, you know, for everybody else's greater good. And then you pan over to Francesca and they're completely breaking the rules. So I can only imagine, like, once they got to the point where when Lana reveals that somebody broke the rules, I can understand why they were frustrated, because it seemed like they were really trying to balance the well-being of the group, but also I guess like feed into their personal needs, right, as well. And they were trying to, you know, actually be conscious of everyone else, while this couple over here was just kind of like, we'll forget about it and we're just going to break the rules. So I was just kind of like, I would be pissed as well. Like when she said, I'm pissed, I need to know who it was, I was like, yeah, no, actually I would be upset too. Granted, everyone is still moving faster than I would, but still, like, you're still entitled to your feelings, and that would have made me mad, because it just seems like we're supposed to all be in here together, and that's what everyone is kind of making it seem like when we're in each other's faces, but clearly that's not the case. And I just, it would have to be a strong memory. Like, Jesus himself would have to sit here in front of my face and be like, if you take this $100,000, you will forget that I ever, like, touched down in front of you, for me to say that, like, a memory is greater than $100,000.
I mean, hey, anyway. Shout out, real complete side comment, but are you watching the show on Prime? We're doing an after show for it, Devs.
I'm not.
Ooh, everybody at home, you want to talk about actually seeing and hearing Jesus, go watch Devs on Hulu. Ooh, very, very
Jesus,
good.
That's going to take me somewhere. Okay.
Very, very, very interesting.
Hey, okay. We have a Jesus, though. We have Matt.
Yeah. We have Matt. Matt is the strong, silent type, but I wanted to go back real quick to what Sharon and Rhonda said, because this for Sharon came off to me as way too try hard. To me, he was literally saying, we should have sex instead of this $100,000. Like, that seems like almost desperate. Like, come on. No, it's way better than $100,000. He's really trying to sell it.
Yeah, it almost kind of comes off. I mean, even the two couples, Harry and Sharon, kind of seem like they didn't want to try to get to know each other. Like, they were just kind of opposed to the whole challenge in itself. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong. Of course, okay, the initial bomb was clearly made waves in them and they just felt like they couldn't live on. But I mean, the overall, when they explained that the reason why they did this is because they want them to make, you know, meaningful relationships and connections with people, even if it's just like, you know, a friendship or anything like that. I think that's a beautiful memory in itself. And you get the memory and you get the money. That's kind of weird that like the guys are just laying on, well, we should just have sex and just kind of get it over with. And it kind of made it seem like they just want to get the sex, but without the connection, which is just kind of feeding into, I guess, the nature of what they've already been doing.
That's a great point. I mean, the show should be almost memory enough. Isn't you get, just like you said, you can have the memory and you could have the $100,000. Before we move on, because we're going to get into Francesca and Harry right now. But before we move on, guys, once again, thank you so much for everybody, all of our friends in the live chat. Tuning in. Jesse's in the live chat. Are you?
Yes, I'm in the live
chat. Reading your comments. if you're watching us right now live, or if you're watching us later on YouTube, give us a big thumbs up. Remember to subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels. We are here for you guys during the quarantine. I actually really appreciate it. I look forward to doing all these shows. Gives us a little bit of sense of normality back in. We love hanging out with you guys and have a great time. We actually got a super chat. And Jesse, give our super chat friend a shout out real quick.
Yes, Larry Lease is in the chat and he is asking some questions, but we're only on episode 2. So I'm not sure who he's talking about, but he's asking about somebody joining the show. So we'll get to that.
100%. We know the grenades are coming in. What I'm curious about, and just to address Larry a little bit, I'm curious when we find out, do these grenades, do they play by the same rules? Or are these grenades like Temptation Island grenades where they're just trying to smash? And like, what if they get some of the money that the other people lose? Like if I kiss you, then I get the $3,000 that you lost for your side.
That would be savage.
That's Mike's reality show. Why am I not a producer on these shows? No, forget that. I should be the host. I'll come up with the show and I'll host it.
Yeah.
So coming up next, but thank you guys for the chat. Put all your thoughts in the chat on these crazy couples and these people, and we'd love to read you, shout you guys out. Francesca, of course, annoyed that she cannot kiss Harry. Huh. But don't worry, 5 minutes in, Harry's reaching over and sucking face. So they super, super quick, Jesse, to just break the rules with like very little consideration and like reckless abandon.
Yeah. I mean, this is like expected for me from Harry. I initially right off the bat didn't like him. And then he was kind of like, he was growing on me because he was funny. But then when he did this, it pissed me off because I was like, if I was there, I would be mad. And he said like, what do we have to lose? It's like, you have $100,000 to lose, bro. Like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into the actual punishment in a second, but he just from that as well, kind of going back to Sharon, after they kiss, he was like, well, I guess you might as well have sex anyway. Oh, it's like, they haven't been there 2 days, Kelsey.
I'm just like, how immature and lame are you guys? I mean, for real, for real. It's like you said, they haven't even been there for 2 days. You have this whole group of people who are kind of counting on you to be a normal person. And it's like, really, you guys? I would be pissed. I am totally team money. I mean, I think all of us are, but like, I'd be so mad. I'm like,
especially
really?
If any of these people have watched reality shows, just in general, I know all of these people are still strangers from each other.
Yeah.
They don't know what kind of twists and turns are coming, but you know, if you've watched any of these shows, especially after one day, there's no secrets. It's going to get out immediately. Mm-hmm. You have to live with these people for the next month and you just completely backstab 8 people, right? Of course, he makes it worse. And we're going to get into that right now, because they go back and evidently over the past 10 hours or whatever, Francesca and Haley are bestest of friends. Somehow.
I can't with that.
Beyond bestie friends, just Haley basically, I think, is attracted to her and likes her. That's great. But immediately Harry sees that and he's like, well, she's definitely going to tell Haley. So let me just jump on this and tell all the dudes. It's like, wow. So not only did you guys just do this, but then you're definitely going to blab it all over the place. And of course, you guys know what happens. He tells the guys that she kissed him. She tells Haley the truth that he kissed her. And so automatically there's lies and things like that going on. And guys, like, Francesca really gets the short end of the stick on this, Tori.
Yeah, now I did. I understood where Harry was coming from when he thought, let me just go ahead and tell the guy so that when, I keep saying, Alexa, when Lana tells everyone that everyone's not just shocked and doesn't know what's going on. Right. And I thought, I wasn't really sure, but I thought it would have been maybe beneficial for Francesca to do the same, just so like everybody wasn't so taken aback. You know what I mean? Like, I think right. that was a good approach to try to tell everyone. The way that he told it, I didn't agree with, because it didn't seem like it was the truth. Honestly, like when they had the kiss or whatever, I was so focused on the fact that they were losing money. I didn't know who kissed who. But yeah, I didn't really
definitely
like
kissed her.
Okay. I'll take y'all word for it.
Yeah.
So I just felt like, and I kind of felt like that part was unnecessary. Like even when they were in, you know, sitting in their little Ponderosa, their little like group. Like,
are you a Survivor fan? Ponderosa?
I have watched a couple episodes.
That's
but,
in Survivor.
It was, I think someone said, like, it doesn't really matter who kissed who, because honestly, if we're being honest here, both of them wanted to kiss each other. So it yeah. wasn't really, nobody really has like 100% of the blame. Like, Harry just came and attacked her face, or Francesca did the same. It right. really
she
was that you two
away.
Decided. Exactly. Right. It was the fact that you two decided to do this. So now let's handle that accordingly, instead of wasting all of our time trying to figure out whose fault it is. Like, I just right. kind of thought that was kind of, it was a waste of time, and it kind of it started an unnecessary argument, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, all the girls don't get to find out until they go and meet with Lana. Really, really good point, by the way. I'm surprised the producers of this show didn't contact either Apple or Amazon and try to get sponsored. That should be Siri or Alexa.
For real.
100% should be one of those as branding and whatever. But obviously, she gathers them at the Palapa, and she lets them know. This, to me, is once again one of the cool twists and turns of the game. This is where it really changed, because when all the guys found out that he kissed her, it was like, okay, like, bro, how could you do that, little brother, whatever, all right, just don't do it again. And then they found out that it was $3,000 for a stupid kiss. Last episode, we were talking about $100, you know, whatever. No, it's legit. I texted Jesse after that, and I was like, they only have 33 kisses. Just imagine if somebody makes out or like has sex. Yeah. You're going to be done in a week. They're not going to make it 4 weeks, Kelsey.
2 days. For real.
They've already lost $3,000 in 2 days.
I'm just like, are you guys kidding me? I think even Kels, the accountant, said that he's like, that's a week in Bali. Like, are you guys shitting me right now? I'm like,
what? He's very specific about what to spend the money on.
Yeah. He is specific. But he was also the one. I'm curious to see how it plays out with him, because he was also one that was like, no, I need to know. I need to know who kissed who. And I'm like, okay, I agree with Tori. I don't think it really matters. I think they kissed each other. I mean, point blank. But yeah, that was wild. $3,000.
Yeah. Let me toss this out just random. I just thought of this. Jesse, do you think the show is going to give them the ability to win money back somehow?
Yeah, after we were just talking,
they're gonna need to change the script or something.
Like you said, they're gonna be out of money in like a week, and then the show's gonna be over. So I think they have to do it, right? They have to make them like do something to be able to earn money back, because otherwise they're gonna be out quick.
Really quick.
I'm thinking maybe that's a good point. Like, you know how we saw the little like flash forwards to the next episode's previews? Maybe with the like workshops and stuff, if they break through like a boundary or this or that, they get something more. Who knows? But
yeah,
they're gonna have to figure something out.
Or maybe they'll get like some sort of like pass, not necessarily the money back, but like maybe if they make, like you said, like breakthrough during the workshop, they'll get like a kissing pass for 24 hours. Ooh, I don't know. Sounds so like elementary.
Actually,
but
I don't think they're gonna do the pass thing, because they've already flashed forward to, you know, what we call in Bachelor Land, you know, the overnights, right? The suites, right? So they've already flashed that and kind of alluded that they're still not allowed to do anything when they get to go to the romance. Why can't I think of the name of it? What is it? The what suite on Bachelor?
Fantasy Suite.
Oh,
Fantasy
Suite.
Thank
yeah.
you. The Fantasy
yeah.
Suite. So I don't know if they're going to get passes like that. What if they get money added back if they can dodge the grenades? Like, if the grenades come and one of them touch them, then maybe they get money out of bat. Like, there should be some competitive element to this. I want it so bad. Tori, what did you think about the way Francesca ended up after all this? Because for some reason, no one believes her. Everybody believes Harry, even though she's the one telling the truth.
I think that was really interesting, just watching, I guess, the quote-unquote argument unfold, because like I said, it was pointless. And of course, because of editing, we don't really know like how the argument went. But I feel like Francesca didn't really participate in the argument, and that might be why people felt the way that she did. Because I honestly feel like it wasn't even, I mean, besides Rhonda talking about her in the bed, I think mainly in the argument, from what I gathered, the frustration was more so the fact that Haley was like going so hard and talking for her. And I think they were more frustrated that she was talking for her than what they were actually arguing about. So I think that, like, I think there's a different way to handle it. I also don't like how she handled after the after the argument.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we're going to talk about later.
We're talking about
that. But I think that in order to present your argument, I think nobody can defend you better than you can defend yourself. Yeah. And I think, I think if she wants people to understand her, because I feel like that's kind of what she said when she came out of the argument, was that people didn't understand and they were taking this side. You have to articulate what you want people to understand.
Right.
And so even though Harry seemed like he was telling a lie, he didn't really like tell the full truth. He was trying to be upfront with how he perceived the situation. And even if he genuinely thought that like it was a, you know, mutual thing, she didn't really like say anything. She just kept saying, well, he's lying. And if you don't really have evidence in this argument, that doesn't matter as to why you feel that way, then people aren't going to believe what you're saying. Like, she's just kind of like, he's lying, he's lying, he's lying. And everybody's just saying like, okay, well, if he's lying, you know, tell us what really happened. And she didn't really say anything. So that was, I mean, it didn't bother me because it's not an argument that I thought was necessary or I was in, but I think I can see why people walked away feeling like she wasn't telling the truth. And I think it was just more so of her lack of talking.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's more about Haley, because I was very, very surprised. If you look at the two of them, at least from what I've seen of them, my gut is like, this dude attacked her. She was not all over this guy, like uncontrollably trying to kiss him. That didn't wash for me, but it had to be, maybe there's other stuff going on, you know, that we didn't see. Based on this, let's go around the circle. Based on this and what we know for the rest of this episode, they're obviously in a little tiff right now. Kelsey, do these two get back together?
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
Jesse?
I thought they were going to, but I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like these people, they make split decisions and they're like really hot and heavy, and then they like hate each other. And so I just think it's going to go back and forth, because I just think there's like no impulse control out of anyone. So I think they will.
I think they will at some point. Tori?
I think through the workshops they will, because honestly, the big lesson is that they should have communicated this from the beginning. If they were going to make the decision to decide to kiss each other, okay, great. But after that, they should have tried to figure out how they were going to tell the group so that it wasn't this broken game of telephone. Because if they just would have taken 30 seconds to say, okay, we've done this, are you going to go tell the girls and I'm going to tell the guys, or should we tell them together? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This could have been handled. Because when they got to the thing, they was kind of like, well, do you say it? Do I say it? What are we talking? I was just kind of like dumb. So I feel like honestly the whole point, if they get past kissing, is that you're supposed to communicate.
That's way too rational. There's no way you're going on next season of this show. You have no shot. So
I think I have to say really quick, I think that Haley and what's his butt, Harry, are gonna end up like kind of have like fighting over Francesca a little bit. I think there's absolutely like it's 100% gonna come out that they kiss, you know, and then they're gonna end up having a little beef over it. So I'm like, I'm very curious to see how that plays out.
All right. Well, we got to see. We move on to our first official date, stacked with chocolate covered strawberries. Lana lets us know that it's going to be Chloe and David. I thought this quote from David was hilarious. He said that this environment is completely alien to him. Meeting somebody and not going directly to sex is so strange. I was just like, wow, these people are in a different universe than I am. And Chloe said she's not used to anything like this, nothing like a normal regular date. I'm like, wow, maybe you people need to reevaluate like who you are attracted to or going out with or something like that. It sounds like none of you are really being treated properly. The two of them obviously get together. It seems like they have some nice conversation and they do the fun strawberry like almost kind of kiss thing. I thought that was kind of cute. They're obviously playing and they're trying to be flirty and stuff like that. What do we think of this couple, Jesse?
I actually like them together because I like David. I don't have a problem with him. And I'm starting to really love Chloe at this point. Mm-hmm. So I like them together. I hope they work out. The other part of this date that I love is that people are able to watch the date and like be like trolling them from afar. Because yes. You better believe yes. I would be spying on every single date and I would be like screaming at people like, don't do it. No. We need the money. And I would be like literally going ham on
for sure. 100%. 100%. Me too. And they were my couple that I guessed, or not my couple, but I guessed that these two were going to be the ones who made it in the end.
Yeah.
I like them both. I've been team Chloe from the beginning and I really like David. So I thought they were cute. I'm like, it's cute. They can visit each other. They're both in London. I love that for them. So I like them.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking David too. He seems like a pretty straightforward guy. I kind of agree with Jesse. Chloe's growing on me too, Tori.
Yeah, I hope they're able to, I guess, continue this. I don't know why I'm so invested because they've only known each other for 2 days. But I like how they were like finding, I know. I like how they were finding different ways to get to know each other, flirt, mm-hmm. and not break the rules. Yeah. I thought it was just like, I was like, I'm here for this. You know, of course, like I said, they're still moving fast, but I thought it was just so funny just like watching them trying to figure out ways to like still, you know, kiss, but not kiss or whatever. And I thought that was cool because it kind of like, especially because everyone else can watch, it's kind of like, Francesca, this is what you could have done.
Yeah.
But you decided not to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of her, she goes back. She's still angry. You know, Harry's trying to avoid her or whatever. We see him talking to some other people. Obviously, everybody's still on the island in general. You know, outside of Haley is on Team Harry for this, it seems, for this episode. We'll see next episode how it works out. But whatever, Francesca and Haley come together to complain more about Harry, of course. Complain, complain, complain. Haley goes and takes a shower. Francesca goes, blah, blah, sees Harry talking to Rhonda, gets a little jealous, I think, that they were just sitting in the bed talking to each other. And then, of course, we know she goes back. The two of them, Haley and Francesca, decide, you know what? We should just make them lose money. And I was like, but it's your money, too. Like, and what did Nicole do for any of this? You know, why are you guys punishing everybody? That didn't make any sense, nor should it, right, with this show. And of course, she comes out of the shower and the two of them start making out. I'm excited to find out how much money this cost them. I hope it's not 3,000. I hope it's more. I hope that we get to see some of the gradations. But what do you guys think, Kelsey? Is this an actual relationship? Are they just screwing around to be spiteful? Is it some alcohol? What is it?
I hate them. I am not a fan of either of them right now. I'm like, and they were smack talking that they were going to like blame it on Chloe. They're like, ugh. I'm like, what happened to like girls having each other's backs here? Like what it's like Mean Girls up in here. Yeah. I did not like that one bit. Pissed me off. I don't know if Bill, I don't think Francesca really wants anything to do with her besides like just using Haley for revenge, and Haley's obsessed with her. So I think there's absolutely going to be some issues with that sort of situation. I think everyone's of course going to find out that it was the two of them. I mean, it wasn't Mike and Chloe and you could see them. So I don't know. I'm mad at them. I'd be so pissed.
Tori, what do you think?
It was stupid. And I honestly just want to like vote them off the island if I could. It was just like, it was one, I don't understand why they thought that no one was going to find out that it was them. Right. And I really do hope that like this doesn't, because I mean, it's basically based on, you know, honesty. I don't think they're going to like roll back the tapes and try to prove who it was.
That would be great. I would evidence.
Exactly. Because I'll be in the house like, roll back the tape. Who did? I don't think they will. And so I'm hoping that if it does, when it does come out that they kissed, that the rest of them will kind of figure out who it was and that it won't actually start turning them against each other. Cause I feel like they're going to lie and say it wasn't them and try to like pin it on Chloe or somebody else. And that's going to cause a lot of drama because somebody is going to be painted as a liar. It's just whether it's going to be the right person or the wrong person. And then, like you said, Michael, it was like, this is your money too.
Right.
So what are you really getting at if you're also hurting yourself? And those type of people, honestly, worry me. Those are the type of people that you do not want in your life. The people who are willing to harm themselves just to say that they were able to harm you as well. That already kind of shows signs that I just wouldn't associate myself with. And I'm hoping that kind of comes to the light because I honestly think that they were upset because after the argument, it seemed like it was the rest of the house against them. And I think all of that played a part of it. Like, I don't think it was just Harry that she was upset with. And I think that's why their entire plan to drain everybody's money, I think that's where it stemmed from. Right. I just think that you don't get any money taken off for cursing people out. So I would have taken it upon myself to really air them out.
It's really strange because we don't know a lot of the, let's call it, consequences yet, aside from losing money. We don't know if, like on Bachelor in Paradise, everybody has to pair up or people are going home. You know, because if the two of them are going to section themselves off and not be friendly with everybody else and communicate, they're not going to be able to hook up with guys, but they're not going to be able to establish actual relationships with them or move ahead potentially in whatever that means for this game. Maybe, I don't know. I think it, I agree with you guys. I think it's just a vindictive thing. It's them just goofing off. I don't think they're actually interested in each other. Jesse?
I agree. I don't, I actually don't think that Francesca's interested in Haley. I actually don't even know if Haley's interested in her, but they're making it seem like that. The narrator is making it seem like that. But the thing is like, I definitely did not like Francesca and I definitely did not like Haley at the beginning of this. I was just like, those two are like, I can't deal with them. If I was on the show, you better believe I would be flipping out on them. However, I'm not on the show. So I'm at home like laughing about this, thinking this is the greatest thing ever. And I love it. I'm like, this is great. Like they're going after the dudes, you know, because I do think Harry did her wrong. And it was it was a mean thing to do. She should have called him out. This is a really dumb way to go about it because now you're losing money for yourself and you're pinning the whole house against you if they find out, which I think that they will find out. How are they going
to
give them a lie detector test or something? I don't know, but like they're going to find out and it's going to be you two versus everybody. So everybody's going to hate you at this point.
Well, I mean, very, very low chance that the other eight people while this is going on haven't been around each other. Right. So the real question is, when does Lana inform everybody that the rules have been broken again? Is it, you know, an hour after it happens? Is it once a day? Because if it's pretty soon, everybody's going to know immediately, you know, who is involved. And these people with this person, with these personalities and all the anger and alcohol and spunk and fight and all this kind of stuff, they're not going to hide it. They'd be like, yeah, I did it because I hate you guys. What, you know?
Yeah, because screw you guys.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll see. I'm excited to see what happens next because we end up with the end of this episode with this violation and we'll see. As of right now, so I was thinking a little bit more in the last 3 hours what we should do for this show. So here's what I think we should do. At the end of every episode, we'll do a quick recap of where we stand as far as the rules go. And then we'll go around the horn and we'll see what everybody thinks. So as of right now, they're at $97,000 minus an unknown amount for the two girls making out. And also we have lost Haley, Harry, and Francesca have all committed crimes, whatever we want to call them, infractions, right? So that means from our little fantasy draft, Kelsey still has David and Chloe, no problem. Tori, you lost Haley. You still have Matt. Jesse, you've got David and Nicole, and I have Matt and Nicole. So maybe our people are still going to hold strong. Let's get right off the bat. Your girl is not.
I know. I should have like watched the trailer close enough so I can know that the blonde is one of the ones that's kissing her.
That's true.
Well, somebody has to benefit.
So we'll see where we end up. Let's go around the horn real quick. And producer Bree, can we have our AfterBuzz predictions jingle?
Let me see really fast. Let me grab that up. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. We're going to start with Kelsey. Now, I think, to be fair, let's try, because I know, I think the four of us are pretty much watching along with the episodes as we tape, like right before. Try as much as you can. I would say let's try to not watch previews, maybe. Because the previews on these shows tend to tell you, like, everything.
Everything.
So, luckily, my memory is terrible. I don't remember what the previews were. So let's try to do our own predictions without the coming attractions, as I like to call them.
Should we add one more person to our guess who's going to make it?
please, because I've already lost one.
Yeah, because Thor's already down one. So
you want to add one more? But we're not adding any more after this episode. Okay, so everybody can add one more, but Tori still has only two because you got to take the L on that one. So okay, we can add one more. Bree, are we ready to go? We don't need the jingle. Okay, let's do it. Kelsey, you can let's give your predictions and add your other person.
Okay. My predictions, I think this next episode, it's going to come out that Haley and Francesca made out, and there's going to be beef. I think they're going to be even more isolated. I think that, what's his butt, Harry? I think Harry and Haley are going to get into a little bit. Because he's going to be butthurt. Like, why? You already flopped to her? Like, are you kidding me? What's going on here? And then my one other person I want to add is Kels. Because Kels and Kels.
All right. Nice. I like it. Jesse?
I'm also going to add Kels. I was originally going to add him instead of David. So I'm glad I get to add an additional one. I'm going to add Kels. And for my predictions for the next episode, I think we're going to find out who it is. And there's going to be some major beef in the house because I feel like everybody's starting to like get along and come together. Mm-hmm. So I think that is exactly what Kelsey said. They're going to be isolated off on their own because everybody's going to be pissed at them.
Yeah. Tori?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm going to sound like a follower, but I wanted to add Kels as well.
I'm adding Kels too. Just go for it.
Because he's the only one that it doesn't even seem like he's like he wants to be interested in anyone. He's interested in the money. Like, I don't even think we've heard him give anyone a compliment since he found out what the rules are. Like, he is just like, you know what? I'm going to just enjoy this free vacation and y'all can self-destruct, but I will not. So I'm going to add him. And then predictions, I think that Sharon and Rhonda might do something. Like I said, because of this episode when they were trying to like, you know, have everyone's best interest and they did seem frustrated. I think they're going to be like, well, if such and such did it and then they did it again to try to get back at us, let's get back at them. Not let's get back at them, but why not do it if we want to anyway? So I kind of think maybe not the next episode, but I think maybe down the line, we're definitely going to see them break the rules a little bit.
I like it. I'm going to take Kels too. Should have thought the draft out a little bit more. We should have done unique so that we can't all have the same people, but that's okay. That's fun.
We'll all go down together.
That's right.
Honestly.
I hope that, and I don't remember it, whatever, it was in the preview, but I hope the grenades are kind of introduced and I hope next episode we get some more of the rules. I'm excited to hear more and like see one of these, not team build, these workshops or see some of these, you know, relationship, put all the mud on and cry and all that other kind of stuff. I'd like to see some change in some of these folks, and I think we'll start to see it. Last thing before we go, and I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in. Thanks for watching. We're doing this real tight. We have two more episodes today, but thanks for watching with us and participating. Larry, thank you so much again for the super chat, my friend. We really appreciate it. We love reading all your comments, so keep putting them in. Last one, let's go around the horn real quick, okay? We'll go the opposite way now to give Kelsey a break from doing it first on what I'm going to say. One person, you only get one person, not a guy and a girl, just one person. Tori, who is the next person? Who's the next person to break the rules?
Ooh. I don't.
No, that's tough.
Anybody have their thoughts?
Let me have to look at my list.
I'll start it out.
Okay.
I think it's Sharon.
Okay, I'll go next because I have a thought. I think it's going to be Francesca. She's already broke the rules twice already. Everybody else is like about the money. She obviously doesn't care. So I think it's going to be her.
That's I'm going to come out of left field.
Should our predictions count people who've already broken the rules? I don't know. I'm making it up. Go for it. See?
I'm gonna hope that both of you get screwed with this and Nicole, Miss Ireland.
Oh, that's my girl.
I know, you know.
Nicole is an outsider. She barely speaks on the show. Okay, Tori? That's
true. I'm still so torn. Because, like, I want to believe that Chloe is, like, super strong and won't do it. But she's also, like, developing a connection with someone, so that might be more temptation. Like, it's easier to say you won't kiss anyone when you don't really like anyone.
Right.
In the first place. So that concerns me. But then I don't want to, you know, just rule her out because of it. Because I also was going to go with Francesca just because it seems like she doesn't care.
All right, let's not pick somebody.
I'll go again if we need to.
Yeah, I want you to go again. Okay. Pick somebody who hasn't broken the rules. Who's the next person to break the rules?
Okay,
who's still clean?
Okay, if it can't be Francesca because she already broke the rules, then I'm going to say Rhonda.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got her.
Yeah.
All right, Tori.
Yeah. I'd say Sharon or Rhonda, even though we'll probably be with each other, so they'll like go down together.
Pick one.
Sharon.
Sharon. All right, you got it. You got him. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. We're basically going in and going to watch episode 3 right now. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm excited.
Everybody, we're going to be back here 7 p.m. PST tonight. So come back. Everybody, go get on Netflix. Watch episode 3 so you can join us. We want to see way more in the chat because we love hearing from you. For the next hour, Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Toxic Model or on Twitter at Tori with two E's. I'll probably have to tweet you back later because I'll be watching the show. But if you follow me, I'll follow back.
Jay-Z, Jesse, Zane.
You guys can find me all over social media at Athletic. Thank you so much to Larry in the live chat. Once we know what's going on with your question, we will definitely answer it. But we're just not there yet with episode 2.
But suffice it to say, we're mad excited for more people to come on the island.
Yes, Kelsey, exactly.
I am Kels Meyer 2 on everything because number one was taken.
Oh, we hate that number one girl. My name is Mike Thieling. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Thieling. We'll see you at 7 p.m. PST for episode 3. Yeah.
Woo!
See you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.